This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All righty, we're back. And people say, Pastor, tell us more about your church. Well, I pastor Doers of the Word Baptist Church. We are an activist church. It's a real church. It's not a 501c3. We're not a corporation. We're an actual New Testament church. And when I say we're an activist church, well, we actually are an activist church, okay? We hold to the scripture. We hold to, just like the first century church, we preach the very same gospel they were preaching then. And we believe, like in Matthew chapter 25, and housing the homeless and clothing the naked, feeding the hungry, visiting those in prison. We actually believe all of that. We really do that. That's why we're called Doers of the Word Church. And the Bible says that, James 1:22, be you a doer of the word, not a hearer only, deceiving yourselves. You see, we don't want to deceive ourselves. We want to be in line and compliance with God's word, and that's what we do, Doers of the Word. And I love the folks there. We have some really good people there, Doers of the Word, because they want to be doers of the word too. And so, anyhow, we are located at 14781 Sperry Road. That's Sperry Road in Newberry, Ohio, which is in Geauga County, right at the corners of Route 87 and Sperry Road. And we start at 9 o'clock on Sunday morning with an in-depth Bible study. We have from 9 to 10, and then, well, one from 9 to 9:30, and then one from 9:30 to 10. And then we go into a prayer meeting, and the prayer meeting goes from 10 to 11. And then, guys, we do, all of you folks out there to support the radio program, you send letters, you all have prayer requests, and hundreds of them. And so we gather there, and we divide up your prayer requests, and we all pray over them. We do that every Sunday morning. Then the evening service starts at 11:15, or the morning service starts at 11:15. And then usually at 4 o'clock we have the Bible and current events. We usually have a documentary or film of what is happening out there, things that taking place that you won't hear about. You'll hear about it on programs like this, but you certainly won't hear about it on what they call the mainstream media. And then the regular the evening service starts at 5 p.m. And so that's the Sunday schedule. And again, the phone number there is 440-338-1367. 440-338-1367. There you go. So, folks, I just told you all about the church. You can go up on our website, wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. And I'm gonna open up the phone lines and take some calls. So the phone lines are now open. And hopefully they're going to be working better than they did last night. And anyhow, the phone lines are open at 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. The phone lines are open. Or 216-901-0933. 216. Did I get that right?
Yeah, 216-901-0933.
Yeah, so one of those two numbers. If you can't get through on one, maybe you can get through on the other. Alrighty. And what I was going to finish off when we were talking about here in Australia. But first, let's go back before we do that. Now, why do you think that they're making this guy, this Luigi Mangione, why do you think they're making him a hero?
There's a lot, and I understand where it comes from. You know, I don't think hero is the right word, and you're right. A lot of people are putting him on this pedestal, making him a hero. And it stems from a lot of frustration with large corporations. UnitedHealthcare is one of the largest providers in the world, and they also have the, well, at least in America, and they also have the largest disapproval rate in America in terms of you applying for insurance. It has the largest disapproval rate of any insurance company, and I understand a lot of people are frustrated for that. They're a quite pricey option as well most of the time. However, this doesn't really solve anything. Especially taking a man's life is never the right answer.
Well, right. Especially you don't shoot an unarmed man in the back. That's right. Not what I would call a hero.
Yeah, taking another man's life is never the answer in the situation. And, you know, I do understand the thought process of where they're coming from. But even in the end result, you look at it and what has actually been done as a result of this. What has the people that are glorifying this killer gained from this? You have the position of CEO reassigned to a new person now, and that position is significantly less less money than it was making before. The new CEO is making hundreds of thousands of dollars less than the previous CEO. But that doesn't benefit you, the consumer, or you, the customer. That benefits the company. They get more money out of it. So really, you know, not to be gruesome here, or not to have a pun intended, but you shot yourself in the foot with it. You know, a man lost his life, and the company made more money in the end.
Well, the angst of so many people is that they have been turned down surgeries that they needed or health care that they were certainly that their insurance paid for.
Right.
And they've been paying, and then to be turned down. This is why, and the insurance companies are getting filthy rich, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. And I'm not promoting UnitedHealthcare in this matter at all, but they're certainly not. They're certainly the victim in this situation. There's a current lawsuit. It started last year around the same time of UnitedHealthcare using AI in their approval process for insurance claims. And that's what largely led to the spike in people not getting approved for insurance for their surgeries. And that's I believe, to my knowledge, it's an active lawsuit that they were still fighting during this.
Alrighty, there you go. What did Solomon say? Money answereth all things, huh?
Right.
Do you know what's taking place in Australia that's actually kind of took place here, but they say in Australia it's really taken off. And here, that's the spread of witchcraft. So witchcraft is really spreading in Australia. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah. Now, you had it here, too, in this country. It's on the move. In fact, one of the fastest growing. See, and here in America, things are happening in two ways. One, just like the Bible said, the righteous are becoming more righteous, where you're seeing a group moving farther and farther back to the Lord. At the same time, you have the other side moving farther and farther away from God, okay? And that's happening. But in Australia, because of, you know, and because of a decline of faith and a decline of courage in the pulpit, that's where it starts. You have the decline of the church. The church is dying in Australia. The government is anti-church, anti-Christian to begin with, but that really should work in the favor, because everywhere the persecution has increased, so is the amount. You know, there are more Christians in China than there are people in the United States. Did you know that?
Did not know that.
Yeah, and you know why? It's because of the persecution in China of the church. So, 888. Now, I'm wondering if our phone lines. Okay, so I need some of you folks out there to call just to see if the lines are working again.
Well, let me try this, because I tested it before we got on today. You can verify that we had dial tones on all six lines. I wanted to make sure the phones worked. for some reason, we're missing the dial tone on that first line. So if someone wants to call in and try 888-677-9674. Try 888-677-9674.
All right, we'll see what happens there. All right, because we have people. Let me see what's happening. I think people are, let me see. I'm getting texts coming in. Let me see. No, this is some texts about people saw some guys hanging around our church on the outside, but there are guys working over there. So far, no texts coming in on the phone lines yet, but like last night, we opened those phone lines. Boom, they were open all across. I know what I'll do, okay? I'm going to call. There you go.
I'm not going to put you on.
All right. okay. All right, there you go. Let me see what's happening. Uh-oh. This is not good. It says call back.
Down again?
Yeah, it looks like. I'll try it again. Yep, it's not. Let me try the other numbers. Okay. We're seeing. This is not good. All righty.
All right. Well, we're going to have to keep an eye on the phone lines then. I encourage everyone to keep trying to call, see if we can get through here on any of these numbers. But we're going to keep checking throughout the broadcast, so we'll keep posted on that.
Yeah, something, you know, we need to. They were working earlier, right?
Yes.
Yeah, they were working fine before we went on. We tested them, so then it means they're doing it again. It only happens during our program. This is what's happened in the past. I mean, you know, we thought we had that. Well, they were taking the signal down. Now, and well, and of course, they went after the phones in the past too, but now it looks like they're going after the phones just when I'm on the air. And so we got more text messages coming in here. Yeah, okay. Yep, the same thing. The people are calling out there, and they're getting, some say they're getting busy signals. Okay. Others are getting the thing, your call cannot be completed. We can't call that 288 number because that's in the other studio, huh?
Right.
So
again, I'll keep an eye on it. I'll keep monitoring it throughout the show, and I encourage everyone out there, you know, maybe every couple minutes here, especially during the break when we go to break at the bottom of the hour here, to try and call in again. And if you're local, the 216-901-0933, we'll try that one as well just to see if we can get something through. But, yeah, like I said, we tested it before the show. We talked about it. I made sure we had dial tones on all of them, and now nothing's coming through.
All right, folks, we got to make sure that this doesn't happen tomorrow night, okay? Because if it does, well, I'm going to be very unhappy. So now, because of that, you see, I've used up all my material tonight. So what am I going to do now?
Well, so I can say one more thing about the about the whole United Healthcare CEO. You know, people are acting like this is you know, some kind of great revolution. A man lost his life during this, and I think there's a lot of people that are seeing changes that aren't really there. Where if you look for an answer in something, you'll find it, right? If you look hard enough, you'll find it. The CEO of McDonald's apparently put some kind of deal on, and the CEO of Walmart's talking about bringing back 24-hour Walmarts. This isn't exactly correlation and causation, and even if it was, is a man losing his life really worth that in the long run so you can go to Walmart at 3 a.m.? That shouldn't be what this comes to.
Well, I know, but again, look, this is... The left is always upside down, inside out, backwards. It tells you in Isaiah chapter 5, those that put bitter for sweet and sweet for, and you know, good for evil. And that's exactly what they're doing. I keep getting all these texts in here from all over the place now. They're saying that the line is busy. It's coming up busy again. But anyhow... here, they've always, you have this guy, this Daniel Penny. Now, this guy, he did the right thing. I mean, now think about this. I want you to think about this. See, Bragg, that very, 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 very corrupt, bought and paid for, owned by George Soros, Attorney General. He goes and he prosecutes this guy for doing what he knew was the right thing. First of all, Bragg has been, he's absolutely a racist. You know, this guy is known to be a racist. But anyhow, so now he sends a message. And the message is that in New York City, folks, if you see somebody being beaten or raped or attacked, you know, don't dare to help them. If you dare to help them, you'll be prosecuted. We will use that law against you. So if you see a crime taking place, you just stand back and watch like other people do, okay? That's the message that Mr. Bragg has sent out to the people there. And see, again, I'm hoping that us get the message out than Black Lives Matter. You know, their message of hatred and... Of course, they're playing the race card again. And, you know, by playing the race card, they're hoping to try to sue somebody. By the way, did you see how 2,800, an assembly of 2,800 black churches have demanded that PMSNBC fire Al Sharpton?
Really?
Yeah. And now, Al Sharpton, who... is a racist. Al Sharpton's a racist. But Al Sharpton, who's an apostate, this fella, he actually said, now, first of all, if he's a reverend, it's from hell. He says that God's word, the Bible, condones abortion. What is the harshest punishment that God has brought upon any people in the Bible for doing?
It's for harming children.
Killing their children, right. And Al Sharpton is an apostate, is, you know, as the day is long. And now, here's the other problem, see? People, they're demanding that he pay back all that money that Kamala gave him to support her. Kamala, what she did is she, all that money that they raised, what she has done is... she has blown through it. She just, you know, she bled the donors dry.
And now she's in debt.
Yeah, but I mean, she went through almost $2 billion.
Oh, okay? Yeah.
And so, folks out there, keep trying. Keep calling. I'm giving us, they're asking us to give another number to try. And we only have those two numbers we can get into the studio on. As far as I know, right?
Yeah, that's the only two numbers. Let me try maybe the guest line here. That number is going to be 888-677-9678. That's 888-677-9678.
We'll see if that. Hopefully that one will work. Hopefully they're not whoever's taking us down. So then we know that they were working fine before my program came on, which we tested them and thought maybe the problem was fixed, but now we see what's going on again, okay? And this has happened in the past.
Well, Pastor, in the meantime, let me bring this up for you. You mentioned Gates earlier and how he's going to be taking up this new mantle as a host, a conservative talk host. You know, while it's unfortunate that he didn't get to serve under President Trump, do you think maybe this is, in the grand scheme of things, a better position for him? Not in terms of he's better suited for it, but it's a void that needed filling with the dismissal of Steve Bannon and Alex Jones and the assets that's been seized by them.
Well, yeah, I think, look, remember, we were, you know, the alternative media. Listen, for years and years here, I was the only daily pro-life voice in Ohio. I mean, I was it. There were others, but I was the only one that's daily. And across the country, remember, going back in those days, before Rush Limbaugh, we were out there. Before Alex Jones, we were out there. Before Tex Mars, we were out there way back then. So I knew what it was like to be, and because of that, when I was young, believe it or not, at one time I was young when I got into this, I was referred to as the fiery preacher with the inflammatory rhetoric. That's what they used to, that's how they actually would introduce me.
Okay? That's how I introduced you too.
Yeah. And so what happened was, I would be invited on these liberal talk shows, and I loved it. See, they would invite me on to ambush, you know, but it worked. I always came out ahead on every case. You know why? In fact, I debated the head of one of the sodomite organizations, and when it was over with, he said to me, "Would you teach me how to debate the way you did? Could you teach me how to do that?" And I said, "Well," I said, he said, "because you killed me. You just tore me apart." I said, "Do you know why I killed you? Why I tore you apart?" He said, "No, why?" I said, "Because I had the truth. You see, right from the Word of God, I had the truth. And it's the truth that tore you apart." And he looked at me, and you ought to have seen the look on his face. And then he said, "Yeah, you're right. Can you believe that?"
It's that's what they don't seem to realize most of the time. It's kind of hard to convey people on opinion over fact when you're looking at the fact, right?
Right. It doesn't look like that number's working either. You know, we're getting the same thing. A call cannot be completed as dialed. And so I'm wondering out there if we should call the phone company.
It's got to be something outside of the studio. I've reset the phone on the board. I've unplugged the phone cable itself and back in and rebooted it. And we're still not getting dial tone here, it looks like.
What if, okay, we don't have a private line there. Like, I was going to say, I almost put a cell phone up to take calls out of there. Now, I don't have that. That I can give a number that I can give out there. And we can't get one from the outside. It's too late to pull up anything from the outside. Boy, mm-hmm. Boy, are they coming in left and right here. They're coming in left and right, the Texas. And so everybody's trying to call in from all over the country now. But anyhow, so, folks, there you go. This is what happens. And here's what we're going to have to do, Style. You're going to have to pretend like you're one of the people calling in and then ask me the question you think that they would ask me.
All right, Cliff from New York here. I had a couple of shows that I was watching recently, and I'm not as insightful as Cliff. I don't know if I can pull these out.
Okay. Well, first of all, he's going to ask me about a certain Bible scripture. And let me see. What do you think he would ask me about? What about in Ezekiel chapter 33 when he says, again, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, "Son of man, speak to the children of Israel and say unto them, when I bring the sword upon the land, if the people of the land take a man of their coasts and set him for a watchman, and when he seeth the sword coming up upon the land, and he blow the trumpet and warn the people, then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and hath taken not the warning of the sword, come and take away, his blood shall be upon his own head. Okay, how do you think that would apply to today then? Okay, he's talking about warning the people. How would that apply to, what would you say about prosperity preachers who never preach against sin?
That's the exact thing I was about to bring up, is we're called as disciples and as followers of Christ to preach his word, right? And not only just preach his word, but speak out against false teachings.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. Speak out against false teaching. So anyhow, to be, what about making your salvation sure? Wouldn't that be something that the shepherds should really preach to the people?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And these people there today that, again, those that are promoting the sins of sodomy and what's happening, especially with the children. And you know who's doing it? These NGOs, Catholic Charities, Lutheran Charities. They're involved in this trafficking, okay? It's unbelievable that, these are the days we're living in right here today. But should we and warn them? And now there's more coming out. In fact, I had a clip. You know what? I wanted to play. There was a clip I wanted to play on this here, if I could, and I can almost play it here, because let me see if I can get this clip here. Okay. Well, when things go bad, they all go bad. Oh my gosh! Let me try this other one. So,
now this might not be a cure-all. I know we're still trying to get the phone lines working here, but in the meantime, for those of you who are listening online or have internet access while you're listening, I did just set up an email account. If you have questions and you'd like to email me, I can in the studio relay it to the pastor here. That email is wrwlask@gmail.com. wrwlask@gmail.com. If you want to send an email question while we're waiting for the phone lines to open up, we can certainly do that.
That'll work out. Okay. I'm looking at the article I tried to play earlier here that I was listening to, but boy, I'm going to tell you, when things go... go south, they really go south. And this is, I got this other piece, and let me see.
You know, in the start, before we hopped on air tonight on the call, you told me that it was just going to be you and I tonight, and you certainly weren't lying. It's just you and I, and no calls and no clips. And
yeah, I mean, yeah, the everything. So then that means that... it's telling me that whatever we're doing really has the opposition upset out there, huh?
I always say you're not successful in radio until the government or someone else tries to interfere.
Yeah, well, they're certainly doing that out there tonight. Okay, folks, I've got something I'm going to try to play here, maybe in a minute, just a little bit of something here.
4 a.m. in Maine, and just like his father and grandfather before him on this land, Fred Stone is up to milk the cows.
Listen.
Well, it was always known as cows first, people second, you know, and that's the way it's always been.
For Fred, it's always been about the cows.
I wish snow wasn't cold, and I wish rain wasn't wet, and I wish I still didn't love my cows, and the more people I meet, the more I love my cows.
In the warm barn...
What's the matter, Piccalilli?
They wait to be milked.
Yes, I see you, BB-8.
With names like Moonbeam, Blue, and Storm Chaser, he knows them by heart.
There's no phoniness about them. You know exactly where you stand. And they're all different. I mean, their personalities are all completely different.
Yes, I see you.
Every day he takes care of them.
Come on, honey. You're almost there.
And in exchange, this. What he calls liquid gold. His family has been here since 1914. And for more than a century, the high-quality milk and cream has gone to market. Now every drop goes down the drain.
I told a lot of people that you either laugh or cry, and I ran out of tears a long time ago.
Fred Stone's milk is contaminated, heavily tainted with chemicals linked with cancer.
I can't. There's nothing left. At some point in time, hopefully not tomorrow, I'm going to have to tell my father and my grandfather what happened to the dairy farm that they entrusted me with. And that's the part that keeps him at night.
He now finds himself on a growing list of American farmers.
There's so much sadness and anger.
This has broken our hearts and crushed our spirit. And I don't know if we'll ever get that back.
Told their farms are shot through with chemicals linked with liver damage, damage to fertility, thyroid issues, and cancer.
All of this land has been poisoned, water contaminated, all of these people touched by this.
Advocate Aaron Brockovich ready to take on this fight.
EPA, FDA, political leaders, where have you been? How did you miss this? That now we have an entire country that could potentially be in peril from this forever chemical. This destroyed your land, destroyed our farming, destroyed our water, and destroyed public health and welfare. Wow. Kudos. Good job.
Called forever chemicals because they are nearly impossible to destroy. Prime soil, crops, painted in the heartland, leaving many farmers on the brink of ruin.
Suicide among dairy farmers and farmers in general is incredibly high because a lot of these farms, a third, fourth, and fifth generation, you are going to be the person to lose it. Your great-great-great-grandfather cleared the land, and you are going to be the person to have a bankruptcy auction because you can't hold on to the land.
This is the story of how their farmland was destroyed right out from under them.
Greed. Money.
We'll take you to ground zero of where it all began.
You never wanted to be an activist.
I just wanted to milk our cows and be left to hell alone.
And show you how far back the paper trail goes.
When they had the choice of do we go public with this or do we sweep it under the rug, they chose the rug.
And with these chemicals now impacting 97% of Americans, according to the CDC, what you and your family need to know.
I am glad News Nation is looking into this problem. All of us, the entire country, will deal with the fallout. Wow.
Make it right. Don't do this to anyone else.
Some of the most beautiful farmland. It looks pristine. It looks untouched. And you would never guess that in some of these areas, potentially cancer-causing chemicals are already sowed into the soil.
Hey there, Fred. I'm gonna stop right there, but that's one of the things that's happening out there today. And you know, What else is happening is Bill Gates is buying up all the farmland, and guess who's buying up the second most amount of farmland?
Would that be BlackRock?
No, BlackRock's buying homes. They're buying properties. Okay, it's the Chinese, and what does they think the purpose of that is?
Well, I mean, they've got tens of thousands of Chinese-age soldiers here already. I'm sure they could use a spot for them.
Well, yeah, it's the whoever controls the food controls the people, right?
Right.
That's what it's all about, and this is where we've got to stop that. And some states now have already made sure that China cannot buy farmland and or property in different states. Now that's happening, I believe Arkansas is one of those now. And so more and more, that's got to happen. But these chemicals in the soil, these are. I don't know, here, and that's one of the major problems we have in this country, too. A whole lot of what is allowed in your food here. I was amazed that, what do they call those, Fruit Loops?
Yeah, yeah.
The amount of chemicals in Fruit Loops, and people, you see them feeding these Fruit Loops to their kids all the time.
We're one of, if not the only country that hasn't banned Red Dye 40 in our food products.
That's an amazing thing.
We have an allowed amount of lead in each piece of food we eat, deli meat, whether it's deli meat, prepackaged, anything like that. There's a government allowed amount of lead. There's a government allowed amount of radiation, nitride. There's a whole bunch of things that you shouldn't be consuming that we have a legal limit for. That's not just zero.
Now, why do you think the government has allowed that?
Because if you're sick, you buy more medicine.
Well, that's true, too, but... It goes back to what Solomon said: money answereth all things. They make it worth your while, don't they? In other words, the corruption is so bad. We really got to clean up this deep state. It has really gotten bad. I mean, from top to bottom. And we've got to get rid of these different. First of all, the very first place to start is to defund Planned Predators, first and foremost. They've got to be defunded, Planned Predators. They get over $300 million a year of our tax dollars to kill innocent children. And people like Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, these people need to be tried for genocide. They really need to be tried for genocide. And so we got to get rid of Planned Predators. That's one of the first ones that have got to go. What's the next one? The Department of Education.
I was just about to say, Department of Education needs everything cut.
Yeah, they are. The NEA is totally cold, totally communist. They're a communist organization. Okay, then what about the EPA? Here's where there's got to be a lot of cleaning up, and that's in the EPA too. You got to get back to common sense. To common sense. And then, there's so many others, but one of the things that they really have to do is cut back on federal workers. We've got, the government is like a beast out of control with an appetite. I just read it the other day, what was it? It was only like 8% of the federal workers are actually working and putting in a 40-hour work week like you're supposed to.
Oh, yeah, most don't even go to an office. It's all work from home now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really gotten bad, so they've got to do that. And then, of course, they just caught, just recently, they had, 15 people involved in an orgy at one of...
It was in Virginia, right? The VA?
Yeah, yeah.
And this is the thing that bothers me about it, too. As American citizens, we need to have a louder voice about this kind of thing, especially when it comes to the waste of tax dollars for officials working from home. That's one aspect of it. You're already paying their wage, but you're also paying for the infrastructure of these federal buildings, for the upkeep of the federal highways and roads that take people there. If these buildings are sitting vacant, you're also paying for staff that doesn't need to be there for their government jobs.
Absolutely. And you know what you have to do, too? You have to break up the deep state there in D.C. You need to move the different organizations out, like the FBI. What's happening there, they're within the confines of D.C., within the Beltway, that becomes their world. They lose touch. They lose complete touch with the rest of the country, what they call flyover country out there. They've lost touch with the American people, and what they need to do is they need to be working in the midst of the American people, where they won't be like they are. It's just like, you know, what you have there with what they call the mainstream media. They're all together there in New York, and then they've totally lost touch with the vast majority of people in this country.
Well, now, have you heard about the news going around about MSNBC?
They had to lay off, something like 200 people?
Yeah, a lot of jobs are being lost. They're certainly in financial straits right now, post-election. And the rumor going around the internet right now is that Elon Musk might be in a prime position to buy him out.
Elon Musk is saying for, I believe it's $20 billion for 20. He will dig a tunnel from New York to London. I don't know. What do you think about that?
I don't know about all that. I mean, it would certainly create jobs, right?
Yeah, it would create jobs for sure. I don't know if I'd want to go into, I mean, you travel in a tunnel. Now, you know, you have those things that are powered by air. They're like capsules, you know, they're like little miniature cars that hold, you know, maybe four people, and they're powered actually by vacuum, by air, and they really move fast. But I don't know if that's quite a span.
I was going to say, does that mean you need a passport to get there via tunnel?
I don't know, but Musk says he can do it. Now, I was absolutely amazed when I saw that rocket ship returning and landing, back right in its own bracket. That was an amazing thing, you know, to see. You know, a rocket ship returning to space and going back to the launching pad and hooking itself up right there. Did you ever see that?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I know he gets a lot of hate, Elon Musk, and I'm not saying he's the perfect person by any means. But it's nice to have intellectual people in positions of power for once. I mean, I've had my public issues with RFK Jr. as well, and some of his policy he described while he was still running for presidency. But I think he's in the perfect position right now with everything we just talked about, because it's never been about getting rid of people's Doritos or McDonald's. It's been about cutting funding for these agencies from billionaires who shouldn't be controlling the government to begin with.
Okay, so these billionaires now are starting to say, you know what? You know, we're in this thing for the money. When it looked like the big money says go DEI, go woke, we went in that condition. In other words, basically they were for sale, right? And the big money were the Rockefellers and these people. I mean, they're the old money. That's the really huge money. They say Elon Musk is the richest man in the world. He's not by far. He's not by far. Now, the way they do it, the old money, they have it set up where they control everything. It's just not in their name. They got it in all these other different names, okay?
Right.
And so, but so, since they have control of it, they virtually, you can say they own it. And so, now, it looks like you're seeing people that, where world leaders now recognize Trump as the actual president of the United States. You know, Joe is, you know, nobody's even paying any attention to Joe. That's why Joe's out blowing his own horn today, saying his economy, all the things that his regime accomplished, and the problem of it is nobody believes him, right? And so, but here now you got Bezos, Jeff Bezos, he's decided, he's done a 180, he decided to throw in with Trump. You got Mark Zuckerberg, he's decided to throw in with Trump, okay? So you got here all of these billionaires now changing. In fact, there's been a couple others too. So what do you think? Do you think they can be trusted at all?
I think it's such a double-edged sword when we talk about this kind of thing, because you look at people like Bezos and Zuckerberg, and their track record speaks for itself. It's not a very clean one. It's not a very good one. And on one hand, well, you know, it's nice to see people aligning with Trump. You got to wonder what the ulterior motive is to it, because we don't want to end up in the same place we are now in 4+ years. you know, while it may be great for a four-year span, wherever the money goes, they're going to go. And it's a problem that we face now of the uninformed left will say, well, capitalism's the problem. Capitalism's the way that all of this runs, and that's why we have such high inflation and we can't afford anything. It's not capitalism. It's when capitalism gets abused. Like you said, there's three or four heads of America in general that hold stock in most of the companies and most of the government organizations. And that's not capitalism. That's an oligarchy at that point. And that's what we need to stay away from. So as great as it is to have Zuckerberg and Bezos on board, and I was even hesitant about Musk at first, as great as it is to have them on board, you got to question where their morals lie in this situation. And are they just looking to be the next step up into that oligarchy?
Musk appears to have, had a come to Jesus experience. What do you think?
I think so. I recently watched, he did an interview about a year or two ago with Jordan Peterson, I believe, where he talked about the fact that, you know, he wasn't exactly a believer, but he believed in the teachings of Jesus Christ, but he wouldn't accept him. And it seems over that year plus, he's really come to terms with the fact of who his Lord and Savior is. You know, I don't want to put words in the man's mouth, but it seems more evident now than ever that he is coming to that light, if he isn't already.
Well, we do know this, okay? There are no unbelievers in heaven or hell, right? And that we know that every single person that's alive today are going to join those that have already died, and that at some day, every single person will be a believer, either in heaven or hell, but they'll be a believer. And we just would wish that there would be more of those would be in heaven, huh?
Absolutely.
And so, well, that brings us to the time that we're up to now. Out there, a few folks out there listening. We're seeing all of these things happening right now. And boy, we're seeing a real hostility, more and more hostility, coming from areas where they would be normally be conservative. Netanyahu's really been catching a lot of flack for what's taking place. He's being accused of all kinds of war crimes and everything, now in Syria. Okay. But one of the things that's happening is keeping an eye on Damascus. Do you know why it's very important to keep an eye on Damascus?
Tell me.
Well, Damascus is mentioned four times, and it says here a couple of these things could happen. The young men in Syria are going to turn towards the Lord. The young men are turned to the Lord. But now, Damascus is the oldest city in the world, the oldest that has not been destroyed, that has been continually a city. Now, here, it's been hit where parts of it have been destroyed. In fact, this is where a lot of your terrorists have, where they stored a lot of their materials and things in that, in Damascus, because, you know, one of the reasons is that it's always been there, okay? And so now, but when we see that, once Damascus is totally destroyed, do you know that what that means? That means we're into the tribulation period. And and Damascus has really been in the news a lot lately here. But anyhow, folks, the God's Word, the Bible, is absolutely, completely authoritative. It is the ultimate authority. It is the ultimate truth. You can, you know, you're free to believe whatever you want, but at the end of the day, everything that God said would happen, like he told you, we read it just today over at 100, in the 103rd Psalm, where he says that his words will be fulfilled, they will not return void, and his purpose will be accomplished. That will happen just as God says it will. You have over 1,800 prophecies in Scripture, and the vast majority of them have already been fulfilled. Exactly where, exactly when. The mathematical odds of that being able to happen is zero, but it's happened, okay? And so here, again, the bottom line always boils down to this. Is your salvation sure? Because you have to just, you got to understand this. And I know, look, you know, it was an interesting thing because, you know, I average doing about three funerals a year. I do about three funerals a year. But you know what? In 21, I did 9 funerals. And in that 20, I preached 9 funerals, and a number of those people were good friends of mine, okay, that I had known for years. And, boy, they just went very quickly. And what's happening out there is the vast majority of people have no intention of dying. But it's not their call. It's not. By this time tomorrow, we tell you all this time, there's a whole lot of people in this world that are here right now will not be here at this time tomorrow. And the vast majority of them have no intention of dying. Because, again, like I said, it's not their call. And it goes back to out there where there's a lot of people say, well, I don't choose to believe the Bible. Well, you're going to believe it. And I tell people this, and I've had discussions with people that I've known, and I've told them, look, I'll never believe what you believe when they try to push evolution or whatever. But you're going to believe every word I just said to you. There is absolutely no chance that you won't believe every single word. God, like he said, his purpose will be accomplished. They will. They always are. And you're going to die out there. And when you die, immediately you're going to be in heaven or hell. You know, I mean, that's reality. And all the money in the world, all the money in the world cannot buy you 1 minute out of hell. And it can't buy you 1 minute into heaven, okay? And so, you know, we go through this every night. We tell you how, what you have to do. And you're out there listening. And some of you have been putted off. Some of you are listening. You're driving in your cars right now. And you really ought to pull off to the side of the road and actually bow your head. Because what you need to do is this. You need to pray and ask God the Father. Pray to the Father. Heavenly Father, Lord God, right now I come before you a sinner, and according to thy perfect truth, I deserve hellfire. But Father God, you placed your Son upon the cross. He took my place. He took my sins upon him. Because he's the only one that could have did it. You demanded a completely sinless sacrifice. And Jesus is the only one to fit the bill. And if he hadn't done it for me, I definitely would be on my way to hell. So, Father, please forgive my sins. Lord Jesus, come into the life and be the Lord of my life, all of my life, without any reservations, folks. He says you got to make him number one. You got to put him before father, mother, brother, sister, yourself. And if when you do that, you will become a new creature. You will become a born-again believer. And you will be on a path to immortality. You'll be on a path. You'll be indwelt with the Holy Spirit. And you will be on a path to immortality. People don't go out of existence. We just change real estate, folks. We just change real estate. And so, if you haven't done that, I would do it tonight. Don't wait. Don't run out of tomorrow's tonight. A lot of people are going to do that. And I wouldn't do that if I was you. I would definitely tonight get on your knees and ask the good Lord into your heart. I want to thank all of you for being here with us tonight. And I'm sorry about these phone lines. We'll have to go over and rough some people up at the radio station tomorrow. You think we ought to scare them a little bit there, Style?
As long as you don't come after me.
Alrighty. Alrighty. Well, it's time to say good night. It's time to say God bless. And always, 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 let's do it. Keep fighting the fight. fight, 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 fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.